T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very difficult. I mean, there's bears and gators and bobcats and mosquitoes. There's no clean water. There's no food. One of his former coworkers is quoted as saying that Brian used to brag about being able to live off of basically nothing in the woods for an extended period of time. So perhaps that's worth noting. But people who are familiar with this very specific part of the country say that trying to live in there for more than a few days with very limited resources is, again, not impossible, but very, very, very difficult.
Story number 4.
That was story number 4, Connor.
That was story number 4.
Yes. Cardinals? Oh, no, it wasn't.
Boom!
I messed up.
Come on.
Oh, no, I skipped one.
Come on.
I meant Brian Laundrie was supposed to be the 4th story. He's always supposed to be the 4th story. I screwed that up. Okay, hit it again. Story number 4.
Here it comes.
Story number 4.
Tom Brady's personal trainer, Alex Guerrero. I can't go from talking to Brian Landry about Tom Brady. Feels unnatural. Alex Guerrero, longtime trainer Tom Brady, said Bill Belichick, quote, never evolved in how he treated the star quarterback, and that led to their separation in advance of last season. You buy that?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's Brady.
I 100% believe that that could be a real thing.
Because it's Brady, yeah.
Also because part of the so-called Patriot way, Bill Belichick, which is really just Bill Belichick's way of doing it.
Right.
It's called the Patriot way. It's really how Bill Belichick runs things. That's what it actually is. Is part of it is like everybody gets treated the same. We don't let our hearts get in the way of what we're doing. No feelings. If we got to trade you, even though you're a franchise guy, we got to trade you.
It's business.
It's everything's business. And there's some thought that he never treated Tom Brady differently when Tom Brady was 22 as opposed to 42. And the truth is you can spit out things like I run a business. We treat everybody the same way. I coach a football team, basketball team. We treat everybody a separate way. That's not an actual way to run things. Everybody should not be treated the same way. People are different. Some people matter more than others. Some people have egos more than others. Some people need to be treated different than other people are treated. That's just a fact of life. To be blind to that is a little silly. And you would think even somebody like Bill Belichick would understand that. You know, when Tom Brady first develops a relationship with Bill Belichick, he is a 6th-round pick, backup. But he became something very different from that. He became the guy widely recognized as, if not the best quarterback of all time, certainly the most accomplished. You cannot treat those two people the same.
No, you cannot.
You cannot treat a 22-year-old 6th-round pick the same way that you treat the most accomplished quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Who also happens to be in his 40s.
Well, that's another thing. You probably can't treat somebody in their 40s the same way you treat them when you're in their 20s.
Right.
But I could completely understand how if you're Tom Brady, at some point you'd be like, I'm not that kid anymore. Stop looking at me like I'm a 6th-round pick who's lucky to be here. Because the truth is, you're lucky I'm here. Maybe when we first met, I was lucky to be here. Those roles have changed now. Now, I'm not lucky to be here. You're lucky I'm here. You're lucky to have me. Treat me as such. And even if it's not expressed that definitively, you know those feelings are there somewhere. And as Tom Brady was trying to figure out where he was going to play in advance of last season, whether it was Jeff Darlington or other NFL reporters, there was like, he doesn't like the way he was treated. He doesn't feel he gets the respect that he not necessarily deserves, but has earned.
Right.
And so then you go to a place where they will treat you differently. They don't treat you like you're a six-round pick lucky to be here. You think Tom Brady gets treated differently in Tampa Bay than literally everybody else on the roster?
I doubt he has to walk. He probably gets carried everywhere.
You think in the Lakers organization, everybody gets treated the same way as LeBron James?
I don't think so.
Do you think in the Brooklyn organization, everybody gets treated the same way as Kevin Durant?
Absolutely not.
Do you think in the Clippers organization, everybody gets treated the same way as Kawhi Leonard? Not even close.
Not even close, no.
That's because most people understand, whether it's right or wrong, in this era of professional sports, there are people who deserve, have earned, a different level of treatment. And if you're not willing to give it to them, guess what? They'll find a new place.
And they'll take Gronk with them.
And now he's on pace to throw like 77 touchdowns.
It's unbelievable.
At the age of 44. And so I, the fact that Tom Brady's personal trainer said this publicly suggests that it's true. It's really how Tom Brady felt. Whether it's true that Bill Belichick didn't evolve, that could be open to interpretation. But it's true that Tom Brady felt that way. And how wild should you feel right now if you're Bill Belichick? Because all indications are you pushed away your franchise quarterback in a time where, whether you knew it or not 2 years ago, he clearly could still be helping you. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Ride with the number one auto and home insurer in the country, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. Call 901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
We buy any car.
Trading in or selling your car, truck, or SUV, WeBuyAnyCar.com takes the hassle out of selling in just three easy steps. One, get your free online valuation. Two, drive to your local car buying center. And three, walk out with your check in as little as 30 minutes. So don't wait. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Big news.
I know. Tonight, Law & Order, SVU, and Organized Crime are back all new.
Benson takes on a dirty congressman and Stabler is going deep undercover.
Ooh, I like how that sounds.
Mm-hmm. Law & Order, SVU, and Organized Crime.
All new tonight on NBC.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors. And don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design. Design. They take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom-fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
And the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
We all have, you know.
I'm sorry.
I said I've been better. I think we all have.
Yes, obviously an awful, deadly situation in the Memphis area earlier today in Cairoville. An active shooter was at the Kroger at around 1:30. 13 people shot, one person already confirmed dead. The shooter, self-inflicted gunshot wounds, so that's two people dead. 12 others were wounded by bullets and are presumably getting care at Regional 1, and obviously we're hoping for the best. I gather from Twitter you have been out at the scene.
Yeah, I just went out. I don't know. I just went out to see if there was something I could write that would help or contribute in any way or something. And it's just, it's what you would expect. It's a massive, massive crime scene, tape everywhere, police everywhere. I mean, it really is. I mean, I don't know if you can picture that intersection. It is at the very heart of sort of commercial Collierville, right? I mean, it is. Yeah, it's the place people move out to here, Collierville, to be safe, and it's at the very heart of it. And there you have this, incredible scene of horror, and then. The employees sort of trickling out one by one at their blue aprons, looking stunned. And some of them wanted to talk, but most understandably did not. That wasn't certainly going to bother them. But, there were folks from it looked like Kroger headquarters or something escorting them to their cars. Because obviously folks were shaken. I mean, there was one employee who talked and said that she, led a group trying to hide from this fellow. It is apparently a man, and she saw people shot. An employee shot in the head is what she said, and a customer shot in the stomach. And so, it's just, as I said on Twitter, it's always somewhere else until it's not. And here it's right here in the part of the safest community. I say that, I don't know if it is, but the place where people move to get away from it all, and here you are. When you live in a country where there is such easy access to guns and anyone with a grudge or who knows what motivated him. A lot of times it's that, disgruntled employee, something like that, person with a grudge, whatever, and you can go easily get a gun. You can easily kill so far one, I pray it's not more, but I think that would be, when that many people are rushed to the med and the only, their injuries were gunshot injuries. I hope and pray there's not more, because I'm a little pessimistic on that score.
How about Connor was in that exact grocery store 6 minutes before the gunman?
6 minutes before?
That's what he tells me, that he left Kroger in Cairoville at 1:24 and the shooter was active at 1:30. Connor, can you confirm?
I had a doctor's appointment at the Baptist Memorial place that was right there. And then afterwards, I just needed some coffee pods, went into Kroger and called my mom at 1:24 walking out, tell her about the doctor. And by the time I drove here, it was people with some rumors had started. And then when we started the started Giannotto and Jeffrey, that's people were confirming that it had happened. So 6 minutes.
Wow.
God. Well, that's the thing. I mean, supposedly one of the people shot in the stomach was a customer. You just happened to be in the store as a customer.
Oh, like today I was in the grocery store at 1:30. Not that one, a different one. But, like, I was, you know, sitting around getting some work done, prepping for radio. Kids would be home at around 2:55. And I said, listen, there's some things I need to grab real quick. I can go grab them now because I don't want to – I don't like running errands after the show. I like to get home as soon as possible. I don't want to have to leave here and go to the grocery store, stop by and pick up something. So I said, okay, I got a little time. You know, I got a little 30, 45-minute window right now. I'll just go right now. And so I was just, for no other reason than I felt like I had a little time, I popped into a grocery store. And, you know, I was in the one that didn't get shot up. So I was lucky. But I promise you there was somebody in that Kyle Kroger today, more or less for the reasons that I was in a grocery store near my home today. And now they might be dead. Or now they're at Regional 1 trying to survive a gunshot wound. It is the randomness. And I understand that this might not have been random initially. You know, I'm reading the same speculation everybody else is reading about it could be a disgruntled former employee.
It's a disgruntled former employee.
So I'll wait and let the authorities sort through that, and they can announce that, and then we'll talk about it if there's something to say. But clearly, it got random. It might not have started as a random. It might not have started as a random act of violence, but it clearly became one very quickly. If there's a customer shot, there is not a customer who had any sort of issue with this, if it were a former disgruntled employee. And so the randomness with which this stuff happens so often in our country really is terrifying. It's not the type of thing that makes me say I'm never leaving my house again, but it's
well, and even the fact that like when it's people involved in a drug deal, then you can say, well, that's you know, whatever that. When it's, with all due respect, if it's a disgruntled former employee, you should be able to terminate or whatever a employee without him going to get a gun and shooting you. Like, that's freaking random. That doesn't happen in every country where people just go home and get their gun and come back and shoot you. Like, it's crazy. And then the shoppers who were just caught up into it, but you know, people working in the deli, they might have known the employee, but they didn't, you know. It's just stunning and appalling. And, of course, you know, whatever. Like, was there one 2 days ago somewhere else, right, or wherever? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, there was always one. There was always one 2 days ago. There will be one 2 days from now, and there will be one 2 days after that. You know, gun violence that leads to death is a totally normal part of life in this country. And we don't even try to do anything about it. It's like what I talked about in the opening segment. You know, when two planes crashed into two buildings in New York City, we decided on that day we're going to try to do something about this. We're going to try to do whatever we got to do to make sure something like this never happens again. And so we, you know, attacked some foreign countries, some probably intelligently, others not so much. We start taking our shoes off at the airport. We decided as a nation we're not gonna live in a place where terrorists crash planes in the buildings and kill 3,000 people. But when it comes to guns, we don't ever do anything. We don't try to do anything.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. What our governor is most concerned about is, you know, make sure we have open, you know, unconcealed carry, and make sure, you know, that everyone can carry a gun into a bar or a park or a church. Or, I mean, it's not only don't do anything to restrict it. We don't do anything to, you know, we only want to expand it. It's freaking lunacy, just total lunacy. And the funny thing is that, and again, like, I don't want to take anyone's duck hunting equipment away. I don't, you know, people love shooting ducks out of the sky, and God bless them. But the amazing thing about it, of course, is that if you poll Americans, it's overwhelmingly, including Republicans, in favor of, you know, common sense gun laws. Not draconian gun laws, but common sense gun laws. It's just the fact that there's such an incredibly powerful lobby that will punish you. And so So you can't ever get. I mean, listen, as you pointed out one many times, when kids are a whole little, you know, school is butchered in Connecticut and nothing happens. Nothing's certainly going to happen because a Kroger in Collierville is shot up.
A bunch of people will tweet their thoughts and prayers today, and then by I don't know Saturday afternoon we'll have college football and we'll move on. I mean, the families impacted by this won't. But the rest of us, we'll just, you know, and then we'll wait.
We'll talk about how resilient we are as a community, and we come together, and we, you know, everyone worked together, and the police ran into the store, which they did. I mean, like, that is, like, I did think, like, well, I was listening to the Cairo police chief, and he was talking about it, and I really do think, I mean, when he said that in this instance, a lot of times a shooter has a very powerful weapon, and the police go running into the store. Like, that is an act of incredible courage. Like, it really is. And I'm glad they're there. But yes, we'll talk about resilience and coming together, and there might be a vigil, but there's never going to, nothing going to change. So, if you're mad, you can go get a gun. If you're mad, you can go get a gun and shoot someone and, you know, or 13 someones, as apparently happened today.
And let's, for the sake of the conversation, just assume this is what it appears to be, at least at its starting point, which is a disgruntled former employee. Imagine being somebody who's in charge of people's employment and knowing that this happens not too irregularly in our country. Like, every time, like, imagine Brad Carson. You know, Brad Carson hires and fires people. Like, would that be in the back of your mind?
Aaron has fired people, absolutely. Yeah, like, it is, like, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, it's the random shoppers, but, like, with all due respect, you should be able to run a company or, like, you know, it's as common as when someone in a relationship is murdered, we immediately suspect the person who they're in the relationship with, because, like, that's the most logical person. And when something like this happens, you immediately think, oh, disgruntled former employee, probably, right? And now there's, you know, rumors that that's what it is, too. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think in New Zealand, like if you have to terminate someone, you're like, well, I hope they don't go down to Joe's, get a gun, and come back and shoot me.
It's just wild. And then, like, you know, I sit here and talk about it. It's just shameful that we don't do something, at least try to do something about it. And then the follow-up question, if somebody was trying to counter-argue me, would be, okay, well, what would you do? And my answer to that is always, I would study thoroughly the countries who don't have these issues, which is basically every other one, and I would do what they do, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I would do what they do.
Well, and then people say, this is not the time to talk about it. Well, when the F is the time? But tomorrow's not the time. The next day's not the time. The next day's not the time, and the next day's not the time. And so, I mean, actually, normally you do something about something after a galvanizing incident. Honestly, I think we started taking our shoes off when that bomber who had a bomb in his shoe, who was that? You know, remember that? Like, there was a guy who had something in his shoe, and that's when we started taking our shoes off. Like, you literally react to something once it becomes, you know, that is, in fact, when you normally do something. When something hideous happens, you're like, oh, hell, we can't let that happen again. That's when you address it. But no one's allowed to talk about that today, because that's politicizing a tragic event.
Yeah,
like, no, it's trying to make sure the tragic event doesn't happen again.
I got that tweet. Like, you know, I've been talking about things like this long enough. I know exactly what's going to happen on both sides. You know, I'm going to get, thank you, GP. That was great. I wish, I appreciate you saying what you said. And I'm going to get all those, and those are appreciated. And then I'm going to get the opposite, you know, of that. And, you know, I got some of that. Oh, you're using this tragedy to push an agenda. I'm not pushing an agenda. I don't have an agenda. I'm telling you how.
I have an agenda. I do. See, a lot of people living. That's my agenda.
Yeah.
It's the same as I do have the same agenda when it comes to vaccines. I have an agenda, very clearly. I want to live my life, and I don't want people, as many people, to die.
Right.
Both, it's really the same agenda. I'm pretty consistent with my agenda. It's anti-death.
Yeah, I mean,
unnecessary death.
Yeah, I'm anti-unnecessary death if I do have an agenda, but I wasn't speaking to try to push an agenda. I was speaking the way I try to speak every single day, which is honestly and candidly. I think about things. I then try to figure out what I want to say, and then I try to say it as best I can say it. And the idea that today's not the day, I've just always rejected that. What better day than today when 13 people just got shot at Kroger on a Thursday afternoon to talk about what a shame it is that we have this type of gun violence so regularly in our country. I can't think, I honest to God cannot think of a better day than today in this market to talk about this thing. You know, the idea that I've got kids in school and when I who have to learn what to do when there's an active shooter in the school, like, is it not, is it lost on everybody how insane that is? Like, when I was a kid, you know, we had to learn to do, go tuck our head between our legs in case there was a tornado. And that was it. I never once thought about somebody could shoot up my school. It never occurred to me. But at some point over the past 20 years, it became such a regular thing that our kids have active shooter drills in their school. And the same people who won't do anything to try to prevent the thing that leads to our kids having active shooter drills in their schools are the ones who show up at school board meetings yelling that it's wrong and damaging to put their kids in masks. Do you not realize who you are? It's not damaging to tell your five-year-old how to be prepared in case somebody comes in with a gun trying to shoot them. That's not damaging and traumatizing, but wearing a mask during a pandemic is. Do you really not see how silly you sound if you fall into that category? But this is where we live.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And then literally, this is one where, I mean, I sometimes feel like with the vaccine stuff, we can make a difference. Like, I really do. Like, I know for a fact that when I wrote about Danton Bartow, you know, texting his wife saying, get vaccinated, honey. I know for a fact there are people who read that column and got vaccinated. With this, I can talk about it. You and I can talk about it for forever. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't, but, like, nothing. It doesn't. Nothing's going to change. Like, not what we say here, it's just, it's venting, and it's, I think it's true, but it's not changing anything. And so, I don't know what to do about it. I don't think I'm going to write anything today. But there you go.
So let's talk about your column then. Published earlier today, says if you want to go see Ja, you better get the jab. And I thought this was interesting because you did write, and I don't want to speak for you, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you did write that you believe that the Grizzlies are going to have a vaccine mandate and the Tigers are seriously considering doing it as well. Obviously, I'm in favor of this. Obviously, you're in favor of this. But there was a time where you said you did not think the Grizzlies would do this. Now you think the Grizzlies will. And as I pointed out in the opening segment, you're not changing your mind all willy-nilly. You're doing what smart people do. The circumstances have changed. You have new information, I'm assuming. And so now you're writing that what you believe is that vaccine mandates are coming to FedEx Forum. So let's start there. Do you genuinely believe that season opener, Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum, you're going to need to show proof of vaccination if you want to get to your seat?
Yeah, there's a difference between reporting and predicting, you know, and I'm not reporting that at all. I'm not reporting this is happening. That's not what I'm doing. I'm predicting that this is going to happen. I have some sense that it probably will happen, but I'm fundamentally predicting it. I'm not, just as once I said, you know what, where we live, I just don't think they can do it, right? I always thought it was the sensible thing, but I said, once upon a time, I said, where do we live? I just don't see how they can possibly do it. But I think things have changed. I mean, obviously, the Delta variant has changed a lot. So, you know, that's one thing that's changed. That's the biggest thing that's changed. And then the other thing that's changed is that there's a lot of folks who've done it, who've already gone down this path, including Oklahoma City, Nashville. You know, it's not just those pinkos out in San Francisco who are doing this. It's Nashville. It's Oklahoma City. The Buffalo Bills outside, more and more we're seeing these. It's every company. It's Fox News. And it's a little different in requesting this of your employees. So, for example, Delta Airlines makes their employees do it, but not necessarily their customers. I actually think we'll get it up to a moment where airlines might do their passengers. But I think the momentum around this has changed, partly because of the disease, partly because of...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Of the momentum towards vaccine mandates, whether it's from Joe Biden or from private companies or from all sorts or from other sports teams. And so I think you're at the point. And the other thing is this, like you can say, all right, well, they're going to alienate some season ticket holders if they do this. And all this was occasioned, of course, because they put out this survey asking season ticket holders how they think. I don't think they're just going to, you know, tabulate the season ticket holders and go with whichever way they think. I think it's just one piece of information they're using to make their decision. But the truth of the matter is you're going to alienate people either way. You can say, well, I don't want to alienate season ticket holders who don't want to get vaccinated. Well, that's fine. But then you're going to alienate the season ticket holders who want to live. Or how about this? The season ticket holders who themselves are vaccinated and maybe aren't so worried, but have kids who aren't vaccinated, which is, you know, don't you want to bring your kid to the game? And do you want to bring your kid to the game if you know that half of the crowd, and that's basically what the percentages are of unvaccinated in Memphis, if half the crowd is unvaccinated, I think I'll keep my kids at home. Thanks very much. So you're going to, quote-unquote, alienate or lose customers either way. But to me, and this is, you know, it's how I view the whole thing, let people come, and then when they come, don't make them wear masks at their seat. Let them drink a beer. Let them cheer. They've done what they need to do as a citizen and as a fan to make sure that everyone's safe. And so then everyone there gets to enjoy the experience. I think it's better in terms of tickets sold as well as from a health perspective.
There's no question. First off, it's just the right, smart, safe thing to do. So, like, any conversation needs to start there. But what I hope the people running the Grizzlies understand, and they're smart people, so I know they do, is that exactly what you just said. Don't worry about the unvaccinated that you will alienate. Focus on the vaccinated that you will alienate. I got a tweet from Franny, last hour, and she said she was recently contacted by the Grizzlies about renewing season tickets. And she said, call me back when you guys decide to require vaccination at FedEx Forum. In other words, I will buy season tickets if there's a vaccine mandate. And if not, I won't. So I don't know how many Frannies there are out there, but there are some. And
there's as many as there are people who won't get vaccinated.
I would assume.
I think there's as many people who won't come if there aren't a vaccination as who won't come if there are a vaccination. And then here's the other thing. If you're not having vaccinations, then you might have to have other things in place, like masks or sitting in pods or something else. And if you do that, well, then a lot of other people are going to come because it's no fun.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm vaccinated. I would love for there to be a vaccine mandate at FedEx Forum. I would love for there to be a vaccine mandate at restaurants, bars, Delta Airlines, concerts, basketball games, everywhere. I'm a believer in them as a way to create safer environments and as a way to entice the unvaccinated to finally go ahead and get vaccinated because it just makes your life more enjoyable. Not to mention you have a much better chance of just living, like staying alive. So I'm for them. The truth is they are popular, broadly speaking, in the United States. Like when President Biden announced what he announced, which is vaccine mandates for businesses with 100 or more employees, if you did nothing but, you know, swipe through Facebook, you'd go, oh, my God, this is political suicide. Truth is, it's not. It is broadly, generally speaking, a popular position for Joe Biden and popular, among registered voters. There was a Politico poll. 58% of registered voters are in favor of vaccine mandates. So this is not nearly as unpopular as your unvaccinated Facebook friend would have you think. It's certainly not unconstitutional or illegal as your dumb unvaccinated Facebook friend would have you think. And so if you put it, if you just focus on that, I think it can be an easy decision to make. But beyond that, what if these are the options? Vaccine mandate, but once you're inside, you don't have a mask, drink beers, yell at LeBron James, do whatever you want to do. Or no vaccine mandate, but you got to watch the entire game in a mask. Here's the truth. As a fan, I would take my entire family if it was vaccine mandated. If you tell me and my entire family have to sit in mask for 2 hours, 20 minutes to watch a game, we just watch that on TV without mask at home.
That's exactly right. That's the thing. So that's why I think in the end this is going to happen is because even from a business perspective, it's the better choice. It's clearly the choice from a health perspective, the better choice. But now I really also think it's the better choice from a business perspective. So I expect they'll do it. In terms of the Tigers, a little bit different. But my suspicion is that the Tigers will say, this is a Grizzlies decision. This is a FedEx Forum decision. And we're going to abide by their decision and require it of our folks as well.
Fine with me. If you got to push it off on somebody else, fine with me. Just whatever gets it done. And then let the handful of people who will scream on Facebook and, call into a talk radio station, let them do it and ignore them. Like, I really do think, and I said this earlier, we've got to get to a point where we stop catering to the ignorant and the nonsensical. There is no, as you've said many times, two sides to this vaccine situation. It is the dumbest thing in the world that we have gotten to this point. But we don't have to continue to cater to them, be polite to them. If they don't want to do the smart and right and safe thing for themselves or their families, hey, they're right. We can't force them to get a shot. But we can create places where they're not allowed to be. And it'll hold up legally every single time, so I'm in favor for it. I'm in favor of it every single time.
Well, and it will also cause people to get shots who wouldn't otherwise get shots.
Right.
And that's like there was a survey that I saw that it said of the unvaccinated. And by now, if you're unvaccinated, you've made a decision to be. You're not just kind of wavering. You made a decision to be unvaccinated, really, right? And but even among that group polled, if they had to get a vaccine in order to go to a sporting event, 27% said they would. So if you got 27% of the unvaccinated can go ahead and get vaccinated, we are in a healthier, safer community. And so the Grizzlies and Tigers would be doing a public good. And by the way, it helps the fact that both the Grizzlies and Tigers it appears, are going to be incredibly compelling this year. You know, you get to watch Ja and Jaren and that group on the one hand, and then you got to watch Jalen Duren and Amani Bates and the rest on the other hand. Like, that seems to me to be a reason to worth rolling up your sleeve.
If you haven't read the column yet, you can find it at dailymemphian.com. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow. The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every single week. Thursday night, tonight, great opportunity to give it a try. All you got to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. And when you do these same-game parlays, in many cases, if you do win them, you're going to be wagering very little to secure an awful lot. I've been playing on FanDuel for a while now for lots of different reasons, because it's easy to use, because they have fast payouts, because it's safe and secure. It's America's number one sports book. It's time for you to get involved, because there's no feeling like hitting a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can sign up today with promo code Gary to claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win the Monday night game. That's Philadelphia against Dallas. Promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. At FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station, must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Carolina or Houston, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code DAILYTIP200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code DAILYTIP200. That's DAILYTIP200, all one word, to win $200 in free bets if either Carolina or Houston scores a touchdown. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
Don't miss the fun of the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center, September 23rd through October 3rd. Sam Hunt performs Friday, September 24th. You get free admission to the Mid-South Fair with the purchase of a Sam Hunt concert ticket. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket, where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave with Dollar Shave Club stores. Yeah, that's Dollar Shave Club in store. So go to the store and find them.
Enjoy real Memphis-style barbecue with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 of Hickory Smoked Barbecue and more at Three Little Pigs Barbecue. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks.
He got a bad chick.
Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style tournaments. You ain't on of this. Don't think they own of this. But I'm a jet. Shut down Khalid.
Joyce Peterson, who of course works for Action News 5, is tweeting some updates about the awful scene in Kyrville where 13 people were shot, one person already confirmed dead, in addition to the shooter who took his own life. Co-workers, or Kroger employees, have told Joyce Peterson that they recognize the shooter as a Kroger employee. So this does seem to be what so often these things are, which is a disgruntled employee or former employee comes back to the place of business and does something horrific. It appears that is what's happened today in Kyrville, where 13 people were shot. And again, there was one victim who has already lost their life. Obviously, we hope the number stops there, but that remains up in the air. Joyce also tweeted where the shooting victims were taken and their current condition. So I'll run you through that real quick. There was one victim taken to Baptist Kyrville. That shooting victim has already been discharged. There was another person, two people taken to Baptist Memphis, the Walnut Grove location. Two patients there. Condition for both is listed as good. There were two patients taken to MLH University. One was rushed straight to surgery. The other is listed in stable condition. And then at Regional 1, they are treating 9 different patients, 4 critical, 5 non-critical. So that is an update on the situation at the Kyrville Kroger, where 13 people were shot today by what appears to be a disgruntled employee or former employee. That's according to people who worked inside that Kroger who have talked to Joyce Peterson from Action News 5. The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everybody a $10 risk-free bet every week of the season. All you got to do is make a same-game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So, like this Sunday, let's look at Titans-Colts. Titans, you want to take them to win, take them on the money line. Take them minus the points, and then maybe take the Titans team total over or the Colts team total under. That's a same-game parlay bet for you. You can make it at FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sports book. No feeling like hitting a same-game parlay bet. You're often wagering very little to win a whole bunch. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can sign up with promo code Gary to claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday night's game between Philadelphia and Dallas. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
How is your mental health? Billie Eilish, Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Imagine Dragons, Lil Nas X, and so many more feel the same pressures we do. They're joining our host, Carson Daly, for I'm Listening, September 23rd, starting at 6 p.m. right here. Carson and a cast of mental health experts, athletes, musicians, other notables, and you will share stories, insights, and help us all remember we are not alone. Talking about our mental health has the power to save lives. For more, visit imlistening.org.
Join us for I'm Listening, a two-hour special on Thursday, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my own home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. You can take Jill's story, for instance. Jill needed to move fast, so she called Josh to list her home. It was out in Eats. Josh quickly cranked up his marketing engine and got Jill's home sold in just one day for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. If you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers, then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You could trust him, too. 901-461-8147 is the number. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we gossed and gossed Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new gossed Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME402825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME427894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer stock only.
Whether it's after a hard day of work or relaxing on the weekend, we all love kicking back and watching live sports. And it doesn't matter what sport you're watching. It's always fun to have a little action. I don't care if it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, auto racing, or golf. It's just more exciting when you're a part of the game. And that's why I downloaded the WynnBET app. Whether you're a recreational player like me or a serious handicapper, WynnBET is your ticket to every exciting wager, from straight bets to parlays, teasers, and any exotic prop wager you can dream up. The app's easy to use, and everyone knows Wynn is one of the biggest and best brands in the gaming industry. So get off the sidelines. Get the app on Google Play or the Apple Store today and put yourself in the game. Win with WynnBET. Must be 21 or older and present in a state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. That's 1-800-522-4700.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled two batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion, and dressed up the labels to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis area retail stores. Mueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100 proof high rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis athletics.
When you think about it, it's sort of funny that Paul Cowers ended up at Oak Hall. His mother worked in the boys department at Sears, and Paul himself was the youngest of four boys. As Paul told me the other day, I never had new clothes in my life. Paul actually wanted to be a baseball player, but his father died when Paul was just 21, so he figured he needed to get a job. That was back in 1977. Paul has been at Oak Hall ever since and helps run the place. But Paul would never tell you that. He'd rather talk about his tomatoes or his valiant efforts to protect his tomatoes from squirrels, or he'd much rather talk about why Oak Hall is different. The other day, he told me he's worked with four generations of customers. It's not about seeing how many shirts we can sell someone, Paul said. It's about learning where they are going and who they are. I was reminded of this the other day when I went to Oak Hall to buy a sport coat. Paul knows I'm not exactly a daring dresser, so he nudged me towards a sport coat that was just a little bolder than I would have picked out for myself, and that made all the difference. So stop into Oak Hall and say hello to Paul Cowers. The only thing he likes better than his tomatoes is his customers.
Visit the Orpheum website where you can purchase tickets to a performance you'll remember forever. See Disney's The Lion King, November 11th through 28th. Tickets on sale now at orpheum-memphis.com.
If you love me, please don't judge me.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy.
If you're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you're in Tennessee, she can help you. Mississippi, she can help you. Proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're looking for a business to support that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the agency for you. You probably got a local doctor, dentist, probably an attorney. You also need a local insurance agent, somebody who has offices here, so that when you've got to make that homeowner's claim or automobile claim, you are talking to somebody who knows you, talking to somebody who you can talk to in person if you want, talking to somebody who doesn't live in a different part of the country. That's the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them. 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I'll hit you with some breaking news if you don't mind. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie.
Have they really?
About time.
He's not dead.
Well, they don't know.
Oh.
But they have issued an arrest warrant.
You know, okay.
You know what the warrant's for?
Murder?
Nope. Knowingly, the charge is use of an unauthorized access device. It's connected to his use of a Capital One bank debit card and a personal identification number for two Capital One bank accounts with the intent to defraud between August 30th and September 1st. Said he obtained things without authorization valuing more than $1,000. What this appears to be is he probably used Gabby's cards. They now know that she wasn't alive then.
That makes sense.
And that is illegal. And this is just one of those deals where let's just get a charge so that we can get a warrant for his arrest so that if, when we do find him, we can arrest him. This isn't just a missing person case. This is somebody we were actually looking for to arrest. And then we can bring him in, and then we can try to put a murder charge on him. So that's the latest. Warrant issued for the arrest of Brian Laundrie, but he remains at large.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Thursday night football, Panthers, Texans. One team's 2-0, the other one's 1-1, starting a third-round rookie quarterback. So, unsurprisingly, the Panthers are 8-point favorites. The total's 43. What are we doing on it, Connor?
I'm rolling with the Panthers.
Laying points?
Yep.
How could you not lay points?
How could you not? I also got DJ Moore, so I got to...
I mean, I realize literally everybody except Texans fans are saying, how could you not lay points? And that's usually how you end up losing a bet. You know, Panthers win the game by 6 points or something like that. But I understand why you say what you say. Kick is scheduled for 7:20. You can watch it on the NFL Network.
What should I watch on TV?
Kenny Rogers, All In for the Gambler. That's tonight on CBS. It's America's most watched network. It's the network of stars. You seem too young to appreciate Kenny Rogers.
I know who Kenny Rogers is.
The Gambler?
The Gambler, Kenny Rogers? Like the movie Gambler?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
You know Kenny Rogers?
Yes.
You know that sometimes you have to know when to hold them, and other times you have to know when to fold them.
Yes.
You're familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight, the life and legacy of country music legend Kenny Rogers is honored in a new star-studded concert special. Starts at 8 o'clock right after Big Brother. It's on CBS. It's America's most watched network. It's the network of stars.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go check out Jeff Calkins' column on what he believes the Grizzlies and Tigers are going to do as it pertains to vaccine mandates at FedEx Forum this season. Like we talked about, he thinks the Grizzlies and Tigers will have vaccine mandates. So, as he wrote, if you want to see John Morant and Amani Bates, you better go get your shots or prepare to watch it all on television.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's Friday. So that means we got Dan Walken in the first hour. We'll be looking back at Thursday Night Football. Ryder Cup gets started. Fired up for the Ryder Cup. I heard Giannotto and Jeffrey talking earlier, like what NFL, college football.
It's going to be a great weekend.
And they were not as high on the Ryder Cup as I am. If you told me I could only watch one sports thing this weekend, it would be the Ryder Cup.
Really?
Oh, 100%. Fired up. Can't wait for it. Ryder Cup gets started tomorrow. Like I said, Dan Walken in the first hour. I got a Dateline preview in the second hour. That's always fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rip your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN.
An audit completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
When you're ready to buy something, the first thing you do is go online. But buying a home is different. You've got loan applications, pre-approvals, competing offers, the list goes on. That's where a Realtor comes in. Realtors have expertise and local knowledge to give you a competitive edge that a search bar just can't. And in today's market, an edge is what you need. So when you're ready to buy a home, the first thing to do is make sure you have an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Big news.
I know. Tonight, Law & Order, SVU, and Organized Crime are back, all new.
Benson takes on a dirty congressman, and Stabler is going deep undercover.
Ooh, I like how that sounds.
Mm-hmm. Law & Order, SVU, and Organized Crime.
All new, tonight on NBC.
The Ram Power Days and Jeep Adventure Days are here, and you need to get ready to roll in your new ride from Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. How about maximum performance at a minimum price? New 2021 Chrysler 300 Touring, $449 a month. You need a workhorse? We got it covered with 2021 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman, only $497 a month. And get most available safety and security features in its class with the 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L, now $499 a month. Plus, you'll get top dollar for your trade at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it.
MH625 05 MSRP 34440 1500 MS578 561 MSRP 39930 Cherokee MA10 3202 MSRP 50,490 includes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.